listener production.
US stocks grind higher as they find their Easter mojo.
And Aussie shares expected to end the quarter up over 3%.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Thursday the 28th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. It's the end of the month, end of the quarter indeed, the end of a holiday shortened week. It feels like a lot has been crammed in to the first 3 months of the year, but overwhelmingly positive as far as stock markets are concerned around the world. And that's almost inevitable when you have had the conversation moderated by central banks that rates are going down.
Two key factors in the March quarter leading to significant gains. The first one being the continuation of the artificial intelligence frenzy. Also, we have seen a big focus on the prospect of interest rate cuts, particularly from the US Federal Reserve. Combined, they've led to a significant lift. In fact, if you look at the S&P 500 as it stands, up 9.5% for the quarter. The NASDAQ is up 8.8% and the Dow Jones is up 5%. If that does eventuate tomorrow, because tomorrow is the last day of trade in the United States, that would mark the best first quarter gain for the S&P 500 and 30 stock Dow since 2019 and 2021, respectively.
And they're just narrowly missing out on another delicious statistic. If they had double-digit improvements, that would be amongst the handful of times that we've seen back-to-back quarters that have posted double-digit improvements since the 50s. In month-to-date terms, if we close now, the Dow would be up 1.5%, the S&P 500 up 2.5%, and the NASDAQ up 1.5%.
That would be the fifth consecutive monthly gains for all three indexes, which is pretty remarkable, isn't it?
That combination of the economic cycle dovetailing with the conversation around falling interest rates. Of course, think about the market psychology that existed before that, where investors were so heavily predisposed to the idea of rates going up. So this is what happens at turning points. And there has been a lot of discussion from us around the AI frenzy. But what I also think is worth calling out is what happens when high quality businesses that have been around for a long time hoist their spinnaker and they catch, you know, the benefit of lower rates and the economic cycle. So, you know, over the course of the quarter, Walt Disney shares have risen by 33%. Caterpillar has risen by 25%. Merck, which has only this day announced a new drug which will help with pulmonary arterial hypertension, that stock's up 21%. Amex up 21%. JP Morgan and Amazon up by about 17%. So these are foundational organizations when you look at an economy in terms of the breadth of services that they provide. You can sometimes get lost in the day-to-day, week-to-week. But this is a great example of how high-quality companies perform when things line up well.
You make a very good point in that there's been a big focus on mega caps, tech, AI, semiconductors and the like over the quarter. But the five-month rally, while it's seen valuations soar, particularly in the tech space, at a sector level, 8 of 11 groups trade at a discount compared to pre-pandemic levels. So only technology, materials and industrials are trading at a premium. And what we have seen is investors rotating or positioning themselves in quality cyclical names like you've mentioned.
The other important point to make is that you can still be a high quality company and run afoul of circumstances. And there's probably no better example of that this quarter than Apple. So that stock down 10%. The negatives lining up against that organization in the small picture have been many. The Chinese bans, for example, they're now being pursued by the Department of Justice about monopolistic behavior. Their last quarter service revenue is still very strong, but their product revenue almost at a standstill. So Warren Buffett is not having a good night's sleep at the moment because that's his biggest holding. Nike shares down 14%, same with Intel. Boeing running afoul of the fact that its doors and things keep falling off in midair, which is not what you want when you're on the ground, let alone up in the air. So Boeing shares down 26%.
I think it's worth pointing out, Tom, that today the Dow Jones is currently up by 275 points or 0.7%. The S&P 500 index is up 0.3%. The NASDAQ's the laggard. It's currently flat. What we have seen there is NVIDIA continuing to decline. The artificial intelligence giant has shed about 2.7%, leading losses among mega cap growth peers. So we are seeing at month end and quarter end a little bit of profit taking going on. Of course, at this time, we have rebalancing by portfolio managers taking place. We see portfolio managers looking to really
tidy up.
Yes, do some housekeeping.
Yeah.
And realign their portfolios in terms of their weightings versus their benchmarks. So they want to be either overweight or underweight certain sectors and stocks, and they rebalance according to that. Broadly as well, they continue to rebalance also amongst asset classes. So they can look to potentially underweight a certain sector or reduce their weighting, say,
so,
in stocks.
They have particular views, and they're making sure that their views are reflected in the things that they own.
Yes, and Goldman Sachs points out that with stocks set to cap another strong quarter, pension funds are likely to sell an estimated $32 billion US dollars in equities to rebalance their positions in the next day or two, remembering that the US share market's closed on Good Friday.
That's right. So we've still got one more session left. Bear that in mind. The US markets will be open tonight, closed Friday night, and they will reopen on Monday, although Ryan and I will still be counting our Easter eggs on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday. Let's just have a quick gander at what went on in Europe last night. Generally positive, not breathtaking. The FTSE is flat. The French market up by a quarter. The German market up by a half. The Stoxx 600 index up by around 0.1. But look, European markets have done quite well as far as the quarter is concerned, Ryan. The Stoxx 600 index up by almost 7%. The German DAX up by 10%. The French market up by almost 9% in quarter to date terms. The FTSE lagging the field, up by about 2.6%.
Yes, so good performance out of Europe, expectations for rate cuts building. We heard from Sweden's Riksbank last night. They laid the groundwork for an interest rate cut as soon as May. The central bank held its key rate unchanged at 4% as expected and said that inflation pressures had now eased enough for the policy rate to be cut in the coming months. Speaking of Sweden, H&M was among the top performers, surging 15.2% after the retailer reported a stronger than expected first quarter operating profit, as new CEO Daniel Erver said shoppers liked the brand's spring collections.
As far as the local picture is concerned today, the SPY futures doing pretty well. They're up by around 0.4%, having seen a 0.5% gain for the ASX 200 yesterday. The monthly measure of inflation was better than expected, came in under the market's expectations. I wonder to what extent Northern Hemisphere investors had a look at those figures and said, oh, okay, that's not bad. Shovel a few Aussie stocks into the portfolio.
Potentially. We did see the Aussie benchmark up yesterday, up by 0.5%, but the Aussie share market continues to be a laggard. It's up just 2% for the month of March, and over the quarter is up by 3%. So certainly there's a lot of work for the Aussie share market to do. Of course, it's being held back by the sluggish Chinese economy at the moment. We have seen weaker iron ore and lithium prices as well weighing on that market. Materials were down around 10% for the quarter. Of course, today, big focus on oil prices, down 0.3% to $81.35 US a barrel. And that's on the back of a lift in US crude and gasoline stocks last week. We have seen the gold price up by 0.6% to $22.12.70 US an ounce. Iron ore futures continued to ease, down 0.4% to $109.84 US a ton. We get some economic data being released today, Tom. Retail sales, job vacancies, and private sector credit are all released. Retail spending is expected to have slowed in the month of February, up 0.3%. And we get an update on private sector credit where we think that's grown by 0.4%. Housing credit is expected to be steady in the month.
It might be a narrow audience passing through those figures today, given the fact that we're on the eve of one of the longest breaks of the year in terms of the market. The Aussie dollar, not vastly changed from where it was yesterday. It's trading around 65.3 US cents, so it's held up reasonably well in the face of a lower inflation read. Have a very safe Easter if you're driving. Be careful, please, because we want to have you back in the conversation on Monday. So take care. Have a great Easter. This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.